In 1962, 63, I was a little boy when I got a little older, but I met Dr. Shirley. I went to his apartment. I don't know if you've seen the film, but at the top of Carnegie Hall. I remember when he came for Christmas. I remember my father being away. And then when I got older, my father would tell me the stories. And I always knew, I always wanted to make film. I loved film. I used to make little Super 8 films. So I was always writing and making little films. But I always knew one day I want to make this story. So this is going back, right, 1989-90, I started tape recording my father telling me the stories. And then he said, okay, we have to talk to Dr. Shirley now. So then I spoke to Dr. Shirley. I got his side of the story. But back then, what he said to me was, and he had his own reasons, you can tell the story. You can tell the story of the time I was with your father. But I don't want you to tell it till whenever I pass away. So I had to wait a long time. Thankfully, he lived a long life. I got a few times people came to me and wanted this story and said, well, change his name. You could change this, you could change that. But I didn't feel that was the right thing to do. So I was acting, I was writing, I was making some bad movies, struggling, you know. But I always had this in the back of my mind. And in 2013, my father passed away, and then coincidentally, so did Dr. Shirley passed away. And that's when I kind of started saying, okay, I'm going to try to get this movie made.